This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zakas of New South Wales, my guide and coach on cricket. Now, it began with Jeremy helping me understand a very famous match, sort of a grudge match, between Australia and England. It's called the Ashes. It's played every few years, either in England or in Australia. It's based on once upon a time when England had really overwhelming teams and Australia was the new kid. And there was a moment, I believe, that the English, and this is the part where it gets fuzzy on me, burned the Australian equipment, especially the bats, into ashes. So they play this match every few years or every year. And the year that I paid attention, and the reason I did is because the headlines were overwhelming. Australia was winning everything. It's a five-day match, but it can be extended. They played in different cities. The weather matters a deal, and the rain was falling. But Australia overwhelmed the English team. The English team left in, well, they were humiliated. And since then, I've puzzled about the English rebuilding. They lost a lot of confidence. But now enters this strange twist. Jeremy, remind me again, T20, what is it and why has it become so popular?
Yeah, John, T20 is a very popular form of cricket because it can be played within a three-hour period. What it is that both sides get only 20 overs each to actually bat. So instead of, say, a normal test cricket or a World Series cricket game, which can go over 5 days like the Ashes are, this particular game is made to last less than 3 hours. So it's really made for television, which means you can go to the cricket field, you can actually watch the game and go home in the same day, as opposed to those five-day tests, which is what an Ashes is, where you have to keep coming back to the cricket ground day after day. And you're not assured to have it in 5 days. Sometimes it can extend to 6 or 7, depending on the weather. So T20 is a phenomenally popular form of cricket now because it's so quick, it's so interesting, exciting, and you don't have to wait to find out who the winner is over the course of a week.
So the T20 plays, let's see, a regular 9-inning baseball game can last 2.5, 3 hours. So it's approximately the scale of an American baseball game. Is that the idea? Is that why they're making it so popular, because they can do television?
That's exactly right. In fact, T20 was born out of the fact that cricket back in the late 90s really needed some invigoration. It needed a new fan base. And they were finding that as people were becoming more and more involved in the internet, which was very new at that point, and had other outlets to watch cricket or watch other sports, cricket was falling behind because you'd have to literally either watch the television for days and days on end, or you'd have to sit at the field and watch the cricket for days and days on end. So then cricket's T20 was born because this was the answer to keeping basically younger audiences with shorter attention spans interested in a game that, you know, could actually be sped up. Because when you start to play a game over 5 days, you can imagine there's a lot of in-between spaces that are very, very slow. And even for cricket, the broadcasters were struggling to really fill those gaps in between overs or when they were going, because cricket has basically meal breaks in it when you play over 5 days. So what the solution was T20, where basically you put the game, like baseball, in the space of 3 hours. You can sell the commercial advertising for those three-hour periods and be assured that it will finish on that day because they can't physically make it go for 5 days. There's just not enough overs in the rulings.
Now the mystery. The team that was defeated by Australia badly in the Ashes match has emerged as a phenomenon in T20. You tell me that nobody's ever scored so many runs. Can you explain this, Jeremy?
This is unusual. What's happened is that the English side has scored 506 runs. That's 506 runs off of four batsmen at the crease, so four people going up to bat, off of 75 overs. So what they actually had here was two T20 matches that were together combined, because you can actually join the T20 games together. You just don't make them go more than 20 overs on a single day. But 506 runs off of 75 overs is something that is not really heard of before. And there has been one instance where another team in history has gotten close to it, but they didn't quite make this particular run rate. Because what's probably most astounding about making this is that every over, which an over being six balls being thrown down to the batsman and the batsman having to hit off those balls, was they had to get 6.75 runs per over. So every time the batter faced a ball in this situation, they had to hit more than one run. And a run being when the batsman basically hits the ball, they have to run to the other end. Or if they hit it to the boundary and it rolls to the boundary, they get four runs. Or if they hit it over the boundary, they get six. But in this particular game, for 444 balls over the three-hour period, they continuously hit the ball to the point where they got 506, which means that they were not only hitting almost every ball that was basically bowled to them, no matter how fast, no matter how slow, no matter how tricky, but they were scoring runs off them. And in cricket, if you've ever seen a game in an over of six balls, you may get three or four where the batsman will actually make a run or two off of them, but to actually make a run off of every single ball over the course of the entire game set, that's really unheard of. And to be honest, John, I mean, this was against Pakistan, so it's not against a side that's poor or not against a side that's slow or weak. This was actually against one of the top sides. And the Pakistan players, the bowlers in particular, were not giving the British any leeway. They were actually bowling at a proper rate and were bowling very good. It just turns out that for some mysterious reason that the English now are uber good, much better than the Ashes side that Australia beat earlier this year, and much better than the side that some of the other T20 players beat earlier on this year as well. So I don't know what the answer is, John. This is amazing. It really is.
What is Bazball? B-A-Z-B-A-L-L. Bazball.
Yes, this is basically the English coach, Brendan McCullum, who's an ex-hired Test Series player himself, so his next cricket player, who's now one of the main coaches. And he developed this strategy called Bazball, which is basically, instead of trying to play a strategic game in cricket, which is very much well-known across the T20 and Test Series ranks, where you start by putting your batsmen up. They effectively watch the first few balls coming down to them. They sort of take a very slow approach of hitting safe balls just over the infield. So, you know, just trying to get one or two runs per over just to get a feeling for the game. And then sort of conserving your energy, because after 3 hours, or if you're doing a five-day test, you can imagine that fatigue does come in. And saving up your energy so that you have a very consistent and measured approach across the entire game of hitting runs, so you don't try and hit all out from the start. What Bazball did was, basically, it puts the batsman into the situation where basically they're trying to hit sixes, so they're trying to flog the ball over the fence on almost every single ball. So what they've done is they've basically turned what was normally a measured game, something that would be quite slow, into telling the English players, basically go out there, just go your hardest early on and just try and get as many runs as possible. And what they're proving is that with this approach, as opposed to the old theory where the team would become so fatigued that by the end of the series, basically the bowling team would be able to bowl them out very easily, it's not true. Because these are world-class athletes, because these guys have endurance, they can continue to keep hitting that ball at a very high rate, very fast and very hard, and they can make enormous amounts of runs, like 506 off of just four batsmen, with relative ease. So Bazball is basically a very aggressive way to play cricket, right? Almost like playing cricket as baseball is probably the best way to think about it, as opposed to the old English way of very slow.
So they swing for the fences. Now, there was something they did in Ashes where they would pitch to hit the man. Is that the same as Bazball, or is that different?
Bazball war refers to the actual batting procedures, I guess you could say, whereas what you're talking about is something called body line, which is very much a bowling technique where if you're losing terribly or if you're losing to a team that just is obviously a much better team than you, what you do is you scare them. You basically bowl the ball directly at the batsman, trying to get them to either jump back or move forward out of the way, because you know that, one, that psychologically puts them in a different space of mind, which makes it harder for them to hit the ball. And two, if it actually hits them, there's actually no real penalty in cricket, so you actually can do some damage. And I know that's an unwritten and quite a draconian rule, but that is something that Bodyline is really geared towards doing. So it actually is made to, in some ways, injure the player. But there is penalties if you do it deliberately, insofar as players can get ejected from the game. So it isn't used very often. But Bazball, I guess you could say, is the batting side of Bodyline, which is the bowling side. So I think, John, you might be onto something there in that the English side has taken a look at the Bodyline techniques in bowling, and really they've applied them to the batting side very, very successfully.
When is the next Ashes? I couldn't remember whether it was every 2 years or every year.
It is every 2 years, so it won't be this coming summer, so not in the next couple of months. It will be one more year from now. But the reality is these teams that you're seeing now are the ones that will be working up to the Ashes series. So the English and Australian sides what happens during this two-year period is the Australian selectors are watching closely all their new players, watching the older players, and basically training them in such a way so that they will be ready for the next Ashes series, because Ashes is one of the most coveted cricket games that we do play. So we still have another year to prepare, another year to figure out what Bazball is and how to beat it. But honestly, I guess unless we can, you know, find a better way to do Bazball, I think the English already have us numbered.
Jeremy Zakas, my cricket coach, T20 and traditional, T20 and traditional. I learn more each time. Bazball, swing for the fences. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.